Kurt, you and I were just talking about the possible pace scenario in the Kentucky Derby, and a horse like Country House may be coming from further back, but a horse like Tacitus, ideal trip for a horse like him if you could write the script for that race.
Well, you'd hope he'd get the ideal trip. I mean, there's a lot of traffic problems in the Derby, and I don't think you can prepare for it, you know, really perfectly. I don't think you can, you know, map out a trip. I think that's what develops when the gate opens. I mean, there's so many different things that can happen, you know, horses breaking good, breaking bad, you know, and everybody's kind of fighting for position. So it's got to be, you know, you got to, hopefully you've got a rider that can glide into the right spot and get a good trip around the first turn, and then hope you get down to the second turn and you don't have somebody that's stopping in front of you. And you also have to hope that it's not your horse that's stopping. So it's not easy. I don't think, you know what I mean. I think there's been horses that have won, and you know, like Baffert's won it several times, and I think he's wanted his horses up there getting a clear trip. I mean, he generally comes with a speed horse of some sort, you know, or a horse that lays close, and you know, he gets them up and they get a clear trip, and that's what pretty much what Justify had last year. I mean, he didn't have to overcome a lot of traffic problems.
You know, everybody's going to make a big deal about Bill Mott having never won the Kentucky Derby, and that's true. You've won 4,900 races. You're still looking for the first one, but in fairness to you, you haven't started that many horses in the Kentucky Derby either.
Well, we haven't, and you know, I thought last year we brought our best shot to the Derby in Hofburg. Although he is very lightly raced, I thought he was a horse that was training extremely well going into the Derby, and I think, you know, I think as it looked like on the gallop out after the race, it looked like he was ready to run a very good race, but he had two horses stop in front of him going into the second turn, and they both stopped at the same time, and he just got hung up. He had to, you know, reset the autopilot there, and he went into the turn about 7 lengths off the lead and came out of the turn about 15 lengths off the lead. So he made up a lot of ground in the stretch, but it's just too late.
You know, Kieran will always talk about trying to win the Kentucky Derby and trying to win it for one of the sheikhs that he trains for, whether it's Hamdan or Sheikh Mohammed. How about for you, trying to win it for your ownership group and for the folks that you train for? What would that be like?
Well, that's what it's really all about. I mean, it's not about me, and it's about the owners, you know, that have put so much into the game. I mean, they're here, they want to win it. They've put the money and the effort for years and years and years to breed these horses and try to come up with one that can win the Derby. And I think for Prince Khalid Abdullah, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, they've been close. I think they've finished second a couple times, but they haven't gotten there. It would mean a lot to me to be the first, you know, to be the first one that got them there, you know. So that would be a special part of it for me, not just for me, but just for the ownership.
You know, one thing that always amazes me about Bill Mott is you and I have talked before, and you talked about Mobridge, South Dakota, and you talked about going to racetracks that aren't even open anymore, not being able to get stalls because your horses weren't good enough. And now here you are training champion after champion after champion. Could you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that it would end up here?
No, I mean, I told the story yesterday about, you know, when I listened to my first Kentucky Derby, I listened to it on the radio in a 66 GMC truck and on an AM radio. We were in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and I was in Keith Asmussen's horse van, and I listened to the call of Proud Clarion winning the Derby that year, and I cannot imagine, I could not imagine even being at Churchill Downs or ever running a horse there. So it at that point in time, it was only a dream. I mean, I never even really at that time couldn't have even imagined that I'd have ever made the trip here or been here. So, you know, we're going back a lot of time, you know, a long time ago, and travel wasn't as easy then as it is now. But, I did wind up here, and we've done very well in Louisville, and Churchill Downs has been very good to me. And if I never win a Derby, I'd have to say the same thing. I mean, I've done very well here, and a lot of the people that when I started out gave me a shot when I started training here.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah, I'm curious with regard to Country House. When Mr. Shields passed away last fall, did his wife come to you right away and say, "Look, we want to keep these horses in training," or was there ever any doubt?
Well, there's always some doubt. You know what I mean? Nobody expects that to happen, and when it happens, I think it's a very traumatic experience. And I don't think, you know, the horses probably aren't the first thing that they're thinking about. I think they're more important things to think about. But after, you know, a couple weeks, I think they had discussed it and the family had made the decision that they wanted to continue on. And I think they probably felt like they would want to call some of the horses and maybe not keep as many, which is understandable, get it down to maybe, you know, a manageable amount for them. But, you know, I actually remember encouraging them to keep the couple horses that I had in training for them, keep them going, because I said, you know what, these horses are ready to run, and you know, one being Country House, one being his half sister. So the half sisters come on, won a couple of races, one being a stake, and of course, you know, Country House has earned his way into the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, that part of it turned out to be a good decision, and I think they're enjoying it right now. I think Mrs. Shields is going to be here on Derby Day, and I'm sure she wishes her husband could be here to join her and enjoy it as much as she's going to.
Flavian Pratt, what are the strengths that he brings to the equation that will work well with this particular horse?
Well, I think he's a very patient rider. I have not ridden him a lot. I've ridden him on a handful of horses in the past couple of years, but I don't have a lot of experience with him. But it seems as though I've watched some of his riding, and it seems as though he's patient and he's willing to wait on a horse and make a big run. And I think that's what this horse needs. I think that's what Country House needs. I don't believe he wants to be ridden up into the race or move just because he comes from a long ways back. I don't believe he wants to move, you know, at the half mile pole. I think he's still a horse that wants to wait and make that long run. I think it's one thing to, you know, to maybe pick up horses, you know, at a nice even pace down the backside to get a little better position when you do make your run. But I don't think he's got, you know, any more than a good 2 to 3 furlong good run, which most horses don't have any much of a longer run than that.
With regard to Jose Ortiz, as talented as he is, and I think a lot of folks recognized early on, he had a lot of natural ability. How much have you seen him mature as a race rider in the last couple of years?
Well, he just gets smoother and more confident, I'd say, and he's riding a lot of, you know, now he's riding, you know, he's gone from riding the, you know, the weekday horses to the Saturday horses, and I think he's, you know, he's learning to have more confidence, and you know, when you ride these horses, you've got to trust them a little bit. You know what I mean? You can't, you know, get them going and thinking, well, I better get him going now because that's his only chance. And I believe, you know, if you've got the confidence and you sit and wait and make a proper run with them, I think, you know, they'll do better.
Beautiful. Good luck, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah, go get it done.